7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Nope. Okay, we're starting.
Oh, crap. Okay, start the thing.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me.
Oh, Uncle Grandfather, the current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another extraordinarily exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. That's right, it's fun for boys, girls, adults, and everybody who identifies as anything else. I'm down with that. That's cool. You know, whatever you want to do. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm drinking some tea. Oh, yes, it's so good. So delicious. I love drinking tea. What kind of tea am I drinking today? I'm drinking some Che Guan Yin. It's absolutely delicious. And, I really need it because I kind of slept in a little bit because I was tired last night because I had to do a whole bunch of running around. I had a very, strangely busy day yesterday. I had to run a whole bunch of errands and, unfortunately, the cat bus broke down. So I had to bring my cat bus into the cat bus garage today, and that's where I am. When I found myself in the cat bus garage when Dubious Goals Committee started. So here we are, still at the cat bus garage. I think my water pump is toasted. We got to go over here and ask these guys what's going on. Hey, yeah, what'd that end up being? What? Is it the water pump? Oh, okay. Yeah. And so, can you replace it? What? The water line's... Oh, you got to be kidding me. Yeah, no, go ahead and... Yeah, okay, yeah, go ahead and do it, and I'm sure that'll be... No, get a new one. No, I don't want the refurb. Okay, I'll talk to you. Finish that up, and we'll deal with it later. Okay, so, yeah. The cat bus is in the garage. Now, I'm sure there's probably some of you out there saying, what's a cat bus? Well, you're going to have to look it up. I do have a 2004 Miyazaki cat bus. And I was driving it around yesterday because I had to do a whole bunch of stuff. I was running low on sugar, and I had to get gasoline, and I had to go to the store, and I had to do a whole bunch of other stuff. I had to go to the bank. I had to go to another store because there was a coupon that I could only use on that day, Friday, and it was just dumb. And I cannot get over the size of these potatoes. And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, what potatoes? Didn't I just say that I went to the store? Yeah, so I was low on sugar, had to go to the store. And this was at about, 7 o'clock at night. And I rolled into the store and I bought a bunch of things. I got the sugar. And then I bought 2 boxes of graham crackers because I was getting a little bit low on graham crackers. And I love graham crackers so much. Oh, and I bought some extra poochows. And then I remembered, what did I want the other day? Oh, I wanted some potatoes because I was thinking maybe I'll have a baked potato and that'll be a delicious thing to eat. And so I went over into the potato zone and I started looking at potatoes. And there's, a different kind of potato every other bin. And I was, what kind of potatoes do I want? And then I saw them. They were called russet potatoes. And I said, yes, I want these russet potatoes, and they were kind of big, and I thought, yes, these seem like these would make a nice meal, and so I grabbed a little plastic bag, and I thought, how many of these potatoes do I want? 4 seems like a good number, because that way, you know, I can eat 2 for a meal and it'll last me 2 days, or I can eat 1 for a meal and it'll last me 4 days. Either way, I've got some meals here. I'm pretty proud of it. And I'm thinking, wow, yeah, cool. I win. Potato success. And so then I left. I went to the cashier. They sold me all the food, and I went into the parking lot, got into my car, and I was driving out. And then it occurred to me, and I said to myself, wait a minute, how much was that? And the total for the groceries was $29.73, and that's in American dollars of money. I'm not going to do any conversions, so if you really need to know, look it up. And I thought, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. $29.73, that's $30. That can't be right, because, you know, the graham crackers are just under $13 for the 2 boxes. The poochows are $4. The sugar is $6.50. And so I got home thinking, wait, did I get something? So I got out the receipt. And here's the receipt right here. And yeah, it turns out that I paid $6.47 for 4 potatoes. For 4 potatoes. Can that be right? Can that be right? Okay, so we check on the receipt here. Yeah, I remember the sign said $1.49 a pound. $1.49 a pound. That's so American. You're going to have... A pound is, I don't know, it's like 10% less than half a kilo. So basically, I bought 4.34 pounds of potatoes for $6.47. And I only bought 4 potatoes. That means each one of those potatoes weighs more than 1 pound. They weigh half a kilo each. These potatoes, this is how big they are. How much did I pay? Well, good thing I got my trusty calculomolator right here. Oh, okay, yeah. Turns out $1.62 per potato. Wow, have you ever seen a $1.62 potato? I got 4 of them. And I'm excited about it because I've also got sour cream, I've got fresh chives, and I've got pepperoni. So it's going to be pepperoni and potatoes today for lunch with sour cream and chives. Yay, I'm so happy about it. And then, of course, after I ate my baked potato, I will eat graham crackers. I love graham crackers so much, still trying to figure out what flavor graham crackers are supposed to be. Presumably graham flavored. And what is graham exactly? Yeah, I understand it's 1/1000th of a kilogram, but when it comes to a cracker, what the flavor is graham? What the hell kind of flavor is that? What is that even supposed to be? I don't think anybody knows.
Brian, there's no more graham crackers.
They're in the cabinet.
I don't see them.
They're right in front of you. Which cabinet are you looking at?
Can't you just come in here?
No, I'm busy.
Oh, no! Oh, no, Brian! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, Brian, we need paper towels! Oh, it's going out of the fridge! Oh!
Just use a dish towel.
There aren't any, Brian. You need to come in here. Oh! Gonna have ants.
With the heartbreak open, so much you can't hide. Put on a little makeup, make sure they get your good side. If the words unspoken get stuck in your throat, send a treasure token, write it on a pound note. Fashion, that'd be a joke. You know we're gonna set the
Goody Two Shoes. And speaking of shoes, it turns out I'm also going to need some new brake shoes on my cat bus. And I don't know, there was something about checking the calipers as well. And what's this going to end up costing me? I'm almost afraid to ask. Earlier, one of these cats was telling me, oh, you should have just bought a tank. And like, a tank? No, it's a cat bus. No, you should have bought a tank. They last longer. Like, what kind of tank? Like a Panzer? I'm like, yeah, you can get Panzer, you can get a Sherman, you can do whatever. And here I am, stuck with a cat bus. And speaking of cat buses, who was with me the whole time? My cat Pippa, who is here right now, waiting for the cat bus to get repaired with me. So we're sitting here drinking tea. Uh-oh, here comes the mechanic again. Hi, yeah, now what? What's up? Yeah? Okay. Oh. What, seriously? Oh. How long is that going to take? All right, we'll deal with it, and we'll get into that later. Maybe I should have got a Panzer after all. You think we should drive a Panzer, Pippa? You want to get a kitty tank? Yeah, we can go all road rage on people and blast out some music in our disco Panzer.
Ja, das ist mein Disco-Panzer mit der 40.000 Kilowatt Basskanone. Mit 20 Tonnen Panzerstahlrohren mitten durch die Umweltzone. In der rechten Hand ein Humpenbier, in der linken Hand ein Bajonett. Und passt der Panzerfahrer nicht auf, zermatscht er dich zu Zwiebelnett. Musik im Panzer, das ist gut. Bier im Panzer, wunderbar. 300 PS, das ist gut. Perfekt, ich bald mach's wunderbar. Musik im Panzer, das ist gut. Bier im Panzer, wunderbar. 300 PS, das ist gut.
Disco-Panzer. Panzer. Panzer.
Hello, my name is Conan Elliott, and I'm Director of Instruction here at Camas Meadows Golf Club in Camas, Washington. Today we're going to talk about how to clean golf balls. The materials we need for this today is a dirty golf ball, a towel, a ball washer, and you're off and rolling. I've seen a lot of people literally spit on them, wipe them on their pants or on their towel. Yeah, your wife may not like that, or your mom may not like that too much. So most golf courses do have what we call a par aid at each tee box, which is simply a ball washer. You literally take this dirty ball, just pull up on it. There's a little slot for your ball. And just pump up and down. There's brushes in there with water, and it'll scrub your ball down pretty good. When you come up, it'll pop back out. Pull your ball out. There's a towel there, usually to wipe it off with. And it's all nice and clean. This is Conan Elliott, and that's how to clean your golf balls.
しい、お前の新しい母ちゃんと兄ちゃんや。
はじめまして、桜木陽です。
あ、新規癖ガキが来たな、この野郎。
あ、先輩。
Yeah, I think we know what time it is. It's time for the candy report. What kind of delicious candy did I eat last night? Well, I was kind of afraid to tell you about this because this was sort of a thing and it got out of hand and there was an incident and it was a mango freakout. Yes, you heard it right here, folks. It was a mango freakout. I started out with, of course, the Kasugai mango flavored gummy, and I thought, wow, this is so delicious. Maybe I can mango it up a little bit more. So then I put a mango haichu in my mouth. Just the American ones, not the Japanese domestic imports. And oh, it was mango love. And when those sort of started wearing down, I put another Kasugai mango gummy, and it was, and I thought, okay, I'm going for the maximum mango freakout flavor, and so I had to add a mango poo chow, and so it was, what am I on here, like triple mango, and it got super mango, and I said, how can I make this more mango, and so I had to eat another Kasugai mango gummy and another mango haichu. It was the biggest freaking mango zip zang zoodle that I've had. It was crazy. This was at 2:15 a.m. and I was all mangoed out. And why do I love mango candy? Because I have candy love, and you know that.
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Making efforts to use radios as vehicles of the psychological warfare.
Yeah. stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Mission beef. Yeah, okay. So I'm glad we got that little bit of daily insanity out of the way, because I don't know how much more insanity I can take. I'm sitting here in the cat bus garage. There's all these cats running around and working on my cat bus. And you know, as much as everybody loves a nice cat bus, a Miyazaki cat bus, you know, there's maintenance issues. There's maintenance issues on a cat bus. And you know, yeah, you look all cute when you're driving around, but then when the water pump goes out, it kills some other stuff. Then the next thing, it's a domino effect. I don't know a lot about cat buses, and that's why I have to bring it to the cat bus garage. Otherwise, I'd fix the damn cat bus myself. But you know what it's like trying to get a water pump for a late 90s Miyazaki cat bus? It's a whole headache. It's a whole thing. And now these guys, they're waving me over. The cat mechanics are waving me. Let's get over there and see what these guys have found now. What's the new problem? What? No, you gotta be joking. No. All right. Okay. Yeah, go ahead and order the parts. All right, yeah, then get back to work. Just fix it. I need it up and running. Oh, man. This is the whole thing. You know, this is an American-type problem. Nobody else has these problems, because in other civilized countries, you know, they've got public transportations. They've got trains, and they've got trams. Are they kitty trains and kitty trams? I don't know. I've never been to another country, unless you count Mexico, which I have been to. I've been to Tijuana, and I thought that was pretty fun, but they didn't have any cat buses, nor did they have any cat trains, or any cat trams, or any kind of funiculars or cog railways. I'm a big fan of cog railways, but we can talk about that more on another episode of The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I gotta find out what this is gonna cost me. Never buy a used cat bus from a shady...
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Pumpkin pie, my